Sports.
Good morning. Time for Check of Sports. I'm Jim Field. Here's a look at some action going on tonight in cross country. Atlantic hosting its Trojan cross country invitational this evening. That'll be at the Nishna Hills Golf Course. 25 different schools will have teams entered in the boys and girls meet this evening. The schedule looks like this. They'll start at 4 o'clock this afternoon with a couple of middle school races, the girls, then the boys at 4:15. The junior varsity boys will run at 4:30 tonight with a varsity girls race starting at 5. The varsity boys race goes at 5:30, and then they'll finish up the night with the junior varsity girls race. That gets underway at 6 o'clock. That's at the Nishna Hills Golf Course here in Atlantic. Well, the weekly Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union volleyball rankings out late yesterday afternoon. Here's a look. In Class 1A, Tripola remains number one this week with Stanton at number 5. Bedford is number 9. Adair Casey is at number 10 this week with Guthrie Center 12. Iowa Christian Academy has dropped out of the top 15 list this week. In Class 2A, Western Christian remains on top. Tri-Center new in the list at number 15. They take over for Clarinda, who fell out this week. Dubuque-Wallard is again number 1 in Class 3A this week. Harlan is at number 11. Red Oak is 12. And Carroll is at number 15. In Class 4A, Iowa City West stays on top of this week's poll. Oh, there'll be a Game 5 to decide the Philadelphia Phillies-St. Louis Cardinals first-round playoff series. David Freese made sure of that. The Cardinals' third baseman hit a two-run double in the fourth inning and a two-run homer in the sixth to spark the Redbirds to a 5-3 win over Philadelphia to even that series at two games apiece. Edwin Jackson recovered from a rocky start to win his first playoff start with six solid innings. Jason Mott worked a perfect ninth for his second save of the series. Phillies manager Charlie Manuel says it might be fitting that it goes down to a fifth game. Roy Halladay, the Game 1 winner, will face St. Louis ace Chris Carpenter Friday night in a game in Philadelphia. Last night's other playoff series is also going the distance as the Arizona Diamondbacks slammed four home runs in bashing Milwaukee 10-6. That sends that series back to Miller Park for the deciding Game 5 on Friday night. Ryan Roberts touched Brewers starter Randy Wolf for a first inning grand slam. Chris Young followed that with a solo shot. Young also hit a two-run shot in the seventh, and Aaron Hill went deep. It's the second straight night that a Diamondbacks player connected for a grand slam. First baseman Paul Goldschmidt hit one on Tuesday night. They're the second team, along with the 1977 Dodgers, to hit grand slams in consecutive playoff games. Arizona's 21-game winner Ian Kennedy will pitch Friday night against the Brewers, who will send Giovanni Gallardo to the bump. Well, it was a travel day for the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers as their AL Division Series heads back to the Bronx, tied at two games apiece. Game 5 is set for tonight with New York's Ivan Nova getting the start on the mound against the Tigers' right-hander Doug Fister. Nova and Fister were the pitchers of record when the suspended first game of the series resumed last Saturday night. That was a Yankees 9-3 win. Fister came up big for the Tigers down the stretch, going 8-1 after coming over in a July trade with Seattle. With Nova going in Game 5, he'll become the first rookie to start a postseason game for the Yankees since Shen Meng Wong in 2005. Now, the winner of that Yankees-Tigers series will face the Texas Rangers in the American League Championship Series beginning Saturday night. If the Yankees win Thursday, they would open the series at home. The Tigers would go to Texas for Game 1 should they win the division series this evening. Kind of a funny moment last night during the Cardinals game as a squirrel ran across home plate in the fifth inning of the National League Division Series game between the Phils and the Cards. The squirrel darted across the plate shortly after Roy Oswalt delivered a pitch. Plate umpire Angel Hernandez called it a ball, and Oswalt and manager Charlie Manuel argued, but squirrel didn't call timeout, so the pitch counted. Skip Schumacher flied out to center on the next pitch. It was the third time one of the rodents was spotted at Busch Stadium. Earlier Wednesday, one, and possibly the same one, was seen beyond the center field wall. And Tuesday night, a squirrel was seen scampering in foul territory along the third base line. As you would expect, a Twitter account attributed to the squirrel has been active since Tuesday night. In football news, Iowa's defense remains a surprising question mark heading into Saturday's league opener at Penn State. The Hawkeyes tightened up the defense in the fourth quarter of a rousing comeback against Pittsburgh and in its last game, which was a 45-17 win over Louisiana Monroe back on September 24th. Iowa still ranks 53rd in the nation in scoring defense, allowing 23.8 points per game after finishing in the top 10 each year from 2008 to 2010. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says some of the problems that plagued the Hawkeyes in a loss to Iowa State are ongoing, though he adds the defense has taken positive steps. You can catch the Iowa-Penn State game coming up this Saturday here on the radio. 12:30 is the pregame, 2:35 is kickoff. SEC Athletic Directors and Commissioner Mike Slive met to discuss the logistics of Texas A&M's entry as the 13th member, even though number 14 might soon be on its way. A University of Missouri official tells the AP that the school hopes to join the SEC, but would have preferred an offer from the Big Ten. Missouri curators voted unanimously Tuesday night to give Chancellor Brady Deaton authority to look everywhere, or to look elsewhere, rather than to immediately commit to the troubled Big 12 conference. Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert, who lost his starting job after two games and then had season-ending shoulder surgery, plans to transfer. He's been given an unconditional release from his scholarship to find another school. Gilbert is a former high school National Player of the Year. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs had the best rushing attack in all of the NFL last season. That's when they had Jamaal Charles lining up in the backfield. After he went down with a left knee injury in Week 2 against Detroit, the Chiefs were forced to adapt on the fly. Thomas Jones is a step slower in his 12th NFL season. 170-pound Dexter McCluster hasn't shown much ability to run between the tackles. And fullback LaRon McClain is just better at blocking than toting the football. After averaging more than 164 yards per game last season, they rushed for just 103 in a 22-17 win over Minnesota last weekend. The Chiefs know that they'll have to do better Sunday as they face off against the Indianapolis Colts. In other NFL news, Texans coach Gary Kubiak says All-Pro receiver Andre Johnson will be out an unspecified amount of time after undergoing a minor procedure to repair a right hamstring injury. The five-time Pro Bowl selection went down in the second quarter of Sunday's 17-10 win over Pittsburgh. The NFL has suspended Indianapolis guard Jamie Thomas for four games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. No one will say what prohibited substance he tested positive for. Thomas has been on IR since August 19th with a back injury. Redskins rookie receiver Niles Paul says he's been fined $20,000 for a helmet-to-helmet hit while covering a punt last weekend. Paul announced on his Twitter account that it was a horrible way to start off his bye week. Washington has reinstated cornerback Philip Buchanan to the 53-man roster following his four-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Right guard Robbie Williams is back practicing with the Cincinnati Bengals after completing a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Green Bay wide receiver Jordy Nelson confirms that he's signed a contract extension that'll keep him on the team through the 2014 season. The Steelers have re-signed tackle Max Starks to a one-year deal, giving Pittsburgh's battered offensive line some much-needed depth. The New York Giants have signed cornerback Justin Tryon and released cornerback Brian Williams. The Cardinals have re-signed punter Ben Graham. The Australian took over as Arizona's punter in December 2008, but was released just before the start of this season. Jeremy Shockey could be the latest Carolina Panther to miss a game with a concussion. The veteran tight end was held out of practice, and Coach Ron Rivera says he'll be re-evaluated today. Well, the NBA's D-League, Iowa Energy, has hired 29-year-old Kevin Young as its new head coach. Young was the coach for the Utah Flash in 2010-11, leading them to the playoffs. Young was born in Salt Lake City and starred at Clayton State University in Georgia before coaching in Ireland and later in Utah. Young replaces Nick Nurse, who left for the same position at Rio Grande Valley after leading the Energy to the league title. And in golf news, Tiger Woods has his first major endorsement since his downfall 2 years ago. The former top-ranked golfer has signed on with Rolex to be one of its ambassadors. Woods had lost five major endorsements in the last two years since he was exposed for serial adultery and eventually divorced. Meanwhile, Woods makes his first appearance at a PGA event since missing the cut at the PGA Championship last August when he tees it up today at the Fries.com Open. This will be the first event for Woods with his new caddy, Joe LaCava, who has spent most of his 25-year career on the tour working for Fred Couples. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.